Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
On November 11th, Americans celebrate Veterans Day. The observance is not limited to the United States. Most countries that were involved in the First World War commemorate this day. That's because at 11 minutes after 11 o'clock on November 11th, 1918, an armistice signed by the Allied powers and Germany went into effect, ending the bloody conflict that was, at the time, called the War to End All Wars. This rosy sentiment notwithstanding, since the end of the First World War, not one single decade passed that was not shaped by a war, be it conflicts in Korea and Indochina, in South Asia or the Balkans, battles in North Africa and the Middle East, or the largest, bloodiest conflict of them all, the Second World War. American soldiers have fought and died side by side with our allies to defend our common homelands, our people, our ideals. This year marks the 80th anniversary of Operation Overlord. It was the beginning of the liberation of Western Europe and the most significant military operation of the modern era. The Allied landings on the beaches of Normandy, the largest amphibious assault in history. From the sea and sky, nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy, said President Joe Biden at the commemoration ceremony in Colleville-sur-Mer, France. Many, to state the obvious, never came home. Many survived that longest day, kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won.
The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest or toughest or more fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing, every one of them knew, the probability of dying was real. But they did it anyway. They knew, beyond any doubt, there are things that are worth fighting and dying for.
Freedom is worth it. Democracy is worth it. America is worth it. The world is worth it, then, now, and always, said President Biden. Democracy is never guaranteed. Every generation must preserve it, defend it, and fight for it. That's the test of the ages, said President Biden. In memory of those who fought here, died here, literally saved the world here, let us be worthy of their sacrifice. On this day, we thank all veterans, past and present. We honor them, and we remember always what they've sacrificed for our people, for our country, for the world.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.